on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right. Hey, if you missed the first segment of the show, make sure to take note. If you're English is a second language and you'd like to be a part of this event that's happening at Calvary Church this Friday night, Iglesia Calvario is providing a Noche de Alabanza evento gratis. So it's a free event, a night of worship in Spanish with Iglesia Calvario, Friday night, Calvary Church on Osuna at 6:30, and a message from Pastor Antonio Aragon, evangelical message. He'll be teaching out of Matthew chapter 18 for that. So hopefully you can be a part of it. The details at calvarynm.church. Our next guest is Pastor Chris Cleveland. He's Chris, there's a list of things. He's on staff at New Beginnings Church.
New Beginnings Church,
as one of the assistant pastors, and part of Under His Construction. We've had him on to talk about that with his wife Sonia. And a month or so ago, we had Ted Gonzalez on talking about Power of Five. And there's just so many great things going on in the Albuquerque area when it comes to outreach to men and women that are at risk. Under His Construction, Chris has been doing that for how many years now?
18 years now, Steve.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And actually, you know, part of the reason I thought to invite you guys on today was because it's National Fentanyl Awareness Day. And I know that there was a successful event, it was like a year ago.
That's right.
Central at the thrift store that supports Under His Construction.
Well, it was at the thrift store, and it was also next door at NDI. It turned into... We had an event, and then Bernalillo County had a week-long fentanyl awareness week. And so it, since then, Keep New Mexico Alive has been working hard to make the awareness known within our community of the effects of what it's doing to our community.
Yeah. So, Chris, let's do this. Fentanyl awareness... I just can't imagine how someone living here wouldn't understand what an issue it is. But for those not familiar, kind of fill them in.
Well, you know, Steve, I live and work – well, I work on Central, mm-hmm. and our thrift store is at Central and San Mateo. And for some people, they don't make it into that area through their normal daily routine. And so – if you go out on Central and in the back alleys of Central and in that area, Zuni area,
San Pedro and Central, I mean, I drive by there pretty regularly. We have family over near, you know, Catherine and and San Pedro. Yeah, and I mean, you could just, I mean, It's heart-wrenching
to see, especially from my point and your point. You're from I'm native New Mexican, and
for the I'm pretty much my, I was a military brat, but we got here in 71 and been here a long time.
We'll call you a native then, Steve. You're grafted in.
But no, you know, you see these young people, and not just young people, but you know, you see these young people. And actually, it's quite a community just amongst themselves, and so many are lost to this this drug. You know, now Chris, you know much more. You minister to this community, but there's some people who are intentionally taking fentanyl, but there's others that really have no intention necessarily to take fentanyl. They may be doing something else. And
they get caught in it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it really only takes one time to take your life.
That's right. And we've seen it. We've seen the effects firsthand in our program. Matter of fact, not too long ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago, I ended up using the Narcan. Gave somebody three shots of Narcan and did compressions on somebody, did CPR, and they revived.
Good.
And so having Narcan readily available,
yeah.
And I have it with me everywhere I go because I run into it a lot.
Yeah. Now, I've heard of it, but can you go into detail more about
what Narcan is a it's a spray uh-huh. that's handed out. It's freely amongst our community, and what it does is it counter effects the fentanyl effect on a person.
Okay.
And so it revives people.
Wow.
And saves lives. And so I all of our vehicles have them. I have our staff has Narcan with them, just in case, because we run across it a lot.
So is there a training for
there are trainings.
Okay.
And Bernalillo County does that as well.
Uh-huh.
And so you can reach that through the Bernalillo County website.
Burnco.gov.
Burnco.gov. That's right. And so, Steve, the power of five is five organizations.
Okay.
It's New Beginnings Church. And just recently, Richard Mansfield was kind of donned the grandfather of ministry in Albuquerque because he's been in the drug and alcohol ministry for 40 years.
Yeah.
And so then Crossroads Integrative Health and Recovery Solutions is they're phenomenal with what they're doing in the behavioral health industry. And then God's Warehouse is a resource that's right in the thick of things on Central. And then Frontline Resurrection is a women's transitional home that is currently housing 40 women. And so Crossroads also has housing that's housing about 40 people, and we're housing 40 people. So within the power of five, we are currently housing for a one-year program up to 120 people that are off the streets in wraparound services that includes housing, education, career development, and the behavioral health component, as well as what's called the medicated-assisted treatment. And so we wrap that all into one, Steve, that makes recovery a little bit more possible.
So if someone is listening and they know someone that needs assistance, what direction would you give them? Or does it really need to be that person? Because, in spite of the fact so many of us have loved ones that struggle in these areas, you can't make someone, you can lead a horse to water, right?
Right.
You can't make them drink.
It's with the fentanyl addiction. Our store is right there on Central and San Mateo, and so we have the opportunity to present the gospel and recovery on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to convince somebody to come into recovery. They just want a dollar so they can get their next high. And so it's really hard to convince people on fentanyl to come into recovery. And even worse now with what they're calling trank, which is a combination of many different things. Who knows what's in it? But people have lost their minds that are here in our streets. And so from the Northeast Heights to the South Valley, we're covered. There's tents. I was driving in my old neighborhood on Candler and Wantabo the other day, where I grew up, and there's people in tents on Candler and Wantabo.
Yeah.
There's people in tents on Paseo. And all over our city, it's getting worse.
Yeah, we were just talking about that earlier this week, me and another family member. We were in the downtown area. And you remember when they cleared out the park?
Oh, yeah.
But it feels like they cleared out the park, and essentially people have just kind of spread out over the city. Yeah. But there's just plenty of people that are hurting. They need to hear the gospel. They need to recover from where they are to really, well, Jesus is what's going to fix it.
You can
go through programs, but even if you go through a program, you get clean, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have Jesus, if you don't cling to, trust, and rely on the gospel of Jesus Christ, you're still lost.
Yeah.
And that's part of that sad story we were talking about earlier when we're driving around and we see, you know, groups of people that, you know, places where you might be in your car, you wouldn't want to get out of your car.
Yeah, right.
But at the same time, you know, I know I don't get out of my, but I sure have the compassion and know that each one of them have a story. And, you know, often too, what I'll think about is, you know, each one of those people here, we're coming up on Mother's Day. You know, they've each got a mom and a dad and family and friends who love them. And
you know, that's why I love where our store is. We're right at Central in San Mateo, and people come
in the thick of
for clothes, or they come in because they're thirsty or they need a bathroom. And it gives us an opportunity to take them right into what we call our upper room. We have one right there at Central in San Mateo, but we take people in right off of the street and give them opportunities to change their lives. And so that's, you know, we're not only the awareness of gathering Bernalillo County, the Burnco, Keep New Mexico Alive campaign, but the Power of Five. We want it to be the Power of 50.
Yeah.
The Power of 500.
Right.
Is gathering together to do the work on the streets, because it's not going to get done unless we come together.
Right. And we're happy to come alongside you and have
you. We appreciate
you
so much.
Well,
Steve.
Likewise. I mean, yep. We're just cogs in the wheel, you know, working together. And I love the way you put that. Although, you know, the idea behind this was getting several organizations together to combat the issues. And let me run through them again. New Beginnings Church, Crossroads
Integrative, Health and Recovery Solutions,
God's Warehouse, Frontline Resurrection, reaching out to women.
That's right.
And then Under His Construction.
Yes, sir.
As well. Now, Power 5, the first issue of the magazine is out.
Yes.
And for those looking to get a copy, where would they go and find a copy?
So we have copies at New Beginnings. There's copies at Under His Construction. There's copies at Bibles Plus. We'd love to have some copies here at Calvary.
All right, and which you brought some today, and again, we brought Pastor Chris in, it being National Fentanyl Awareness Day, but there's other things coming up, Chris, and we want to talk about some of this real quick before we finish up. The New Mexico Family Action Movement is putting on an event coming up here in just a couple of weeks. I'm bringing up the information now, but Power of Five is going to have a booth set
That's
up
right.
at that event. That event is happening at Calvary Church on Osuna, west of Jefferson, Saturday, May 18th. Starts at 11 a.m. It's 11 to 3. You know, I doubt at 3 o'clock they're going to like, all right, we're done. So depending on how it goes, it starts at 11.
You know how us Christians like to party.
Yeah, that's right. And spend time together doing carnival games,
that's
prizes,
right.
food, and more. You can come out and be a part of that. And then get connected with these community resources that are going to be part of the event. And Power of Five being one of them. If you want to find out more, make sure you're at that event. And let Chris or another part of the team that's at the table, let them know that you heard about them on KLYT. And actually, in way of supporting Power 5, and when I say that supports the work that's being done by all of these groups that are part of it. There's a chance to go on a cruise for two. And if you want to find out more about how you can support Power 5 and be considered for that cruise, well, just go to Under His Construction website, underhisconstruction.org, and then just keep scrolling down until you see Chris in a Hawaiian shirt. and we'll see who's headed out on a cruise. But Chris, we appreciate all the work that all of these organizations are doing. You personally, thank Ted Gonzalez as well for making sure we got together on the air today. We ran out of time, but we're going to come back and find out more about a great family event coming to the Balloon Museum. Have you been out there?
I have been there.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. I'm guilty of not going in a while. I need to get back.
You got to get out there.
Yeah, they've changed. But a great family, you know, It's just one of those places. We'd love to see opportunities for families to get out and enjoy time together doing something safe. Chris, thanks so much for what you do.
Steve, thank you so and, much for the time.
Tell Pastor Mansfield we appreciate him.
I will tell him.
And I was so glad to see he was involved with the National Day of Prayer last week.
What a great event that was.
Yeah, well.
We need more of it.
The body coming together.
That's what we need more of.
All right. More from the Balloon Museum coming up next on ABQ Connect.